who are here for the first time. And by the way, it's great to see some new faces. And welcome to Highway Christian Fellowship. We welcome you to our church. And happy Canada Day. And we are just so thankful that you can be here with us. But we have been in a series in the book of Acts called Unstoppable. And in this series, we have been discovering the principles that the early church practiced that made them such a powerful, unstoppable force for the kingdom of God in their day. And we've discovered how they were a church, a people who waited on God. They were a church who walked in obedience to God. They were a church that prayed together. And when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, the Lord unleashed an unstoppable force that continues to this day. And last week, we began to conclude chapter 2 as we considered the principles and the things that characterized this brand new unstoppable mission force. And one of the words that we looked at to describe that church was community. Say that with me, community. We all long to be part of a community, whether it's in our neighborhood, whether it's a social group we're part of, whatever it is, we long to be part of a community. And the Bible describes the people of God, the kingdom of God, the church of God, as a community. God's word tells us that we were made for community. From the very beginning, God shows us how it was his plan that we not live in isolation or independence of one another, but we live and operate in divine community with one another. God's plan to make an impact upon our town and on our nation is that we would be in community together to extend God's kingdom to the world. That's his plan. That's his purpose for you and I today, that we as his divine community would work and live and worship together to extend God's kingdom, his plan, his purpose in Sydney, in the peninsula, on the island, in BC, across Canada, and around the world. This weekend, we have been celebrating Canada Day, and yes, it's been a bit of a different Canada Day weekend for us. Many have been wondering, how do we celebrate Canada Day in light of some of the revelations that have come to light among our First Nations? How do we celebrate with joy the greatness that is our country we call Canada? And I believe there is a way we can celebrate. I believe that we can celebrate not just as Canadians, but we can celebrate as a community of God together as we extend to Canada what his plan and purpose is for this nation. And if we are going to fulfill his plan of extending his kingdom, if we're going to fulfill his plan of fulfilling his purpose in this country, it's going to be as we walk arm in arm, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with God's plan and God's voice and God's word to shake this nation for God's glory. So what does this spirit-filled community look like? And I began to share with you the first of five marks of what it means to be a spirit-filled community. Oh, it doesn't mean we're going to be a perfect place. There is no community that's perfect. And there's no church that's perfect. But when we are walking in line with God's plan and purpose, we can walk together as a community to bring change, to bring hope, and to bring healing to this nation. What marks this spirit-filled community? Number one, as we studied last week, we will be marked by a devotion to God's priorities. Acts 2:42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. And here underlines the very foundation that characterized the worship and the gathering of the early church. Take away all of the peripheral stuff. Take away the lights. Take away the sound system. Take away the video. Take away the buildings. Take away all that we hold dear. And at the end of the day, what remains is this, that God has called us together to be people devoted to living out his word, to living in community of fellowship together, to worship together, and to pray together. This marks our devotion to God's priorities. This is God's priorities for us today. But not only are we marked by a people devoted to God's priority, we express God's presence everywhere we go. We express his presence everywhere we go. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. As a result of the apostles' teaching, the disciples, the followers of Jesus went out with this sense of absolute awe. It wasn't a terrified for your life kind of fear. Going into this new season, there will be people we will encounter who are going to be afraid. They're going to be afraid. What's going to happen next? Can we be sure? And there is this sense of unsurety and fearfulness. And brother and sister, I've got news for us. We have the opportunity in this new season to walk out God's presence in our community and to show people there is no reason to fear. No, we don't walk haphazardly. We walk responsibly in reverence and in the fear of one of God and with one another. You see, basically what it means is this. When we walk in the presence of God, we are making his presence known among the people. A spirit-filled community is a community where you get the sense that this isn't man's doing, but God is here. Spirit-filled community is marked by a sense that God is among his people. You get the sense of the divine. You're not impressed by what man can do. You're not impressed by a great worship team or a great preacher or great facilities or wonderful music, but you're impressed not by the things you see, but the things that you sense in your heart that God is here. But notice something very specific. Notice that this sense of awe and reverence was not contained within the boundaries of their worship gatherings, but it was displayed when they walked, worked, and lived out the presence of God among the community. The Apostle Paul wrote these words, and allow me to read it from the Message translation. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 1, because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation, an aroma redolent with life. Growing up as a teenager in Scarborough, my very first job was working at Eaton's. How many remember Eaton's? I worked at Eaton's in the lamp department, not because I was particularly good at selling lamps, but I was the only one tall enough that they hired that could actually reach the chandeliers in the ceiling to clean them. And each time I went to work, I would take the bus, and that bus always stopped right in front of the Bix Pickle Factory. And as the bus stopped at the bus stop, it would fill up with men and women coming off shift who smelled of pickle brine. and that smell was redolent. Don't you love that word? I learned that word this week. It means to, it goes on and on and on. And that's what that was like. And it got right into our clothes. And you always knew who had just come by the Bick's Pickle Factory because you could smell the pickles. Here's the point, and I think many of you are getting it. Each of us are giving off an aroma. And that aroma is either repelling people from Christ, or it's a sweet aroma of Christ attracting people to him. And I think if I've learned anything in this past season of being online and being on Facebook and other social media, how easy it is to fall into the selfish trap of, because people can't see me or hear me, I can say what I want and not think about how people are taking it. And I know I haven't been the only one. And I've had to repent to the Lord and ask his forgiveness because of things that I've said that have turned people away from Christ. God, let it not happen. And God has given us this new season. Call it a season of freedom. Call it whatever you want. Call it post-pandemic. I don't care what label you give it. But folks, God is giving us another opportunity, a fresh opportunity to go from this house into the streets, to be with our families, to be at work, and to reflect the aroma, the sweet aroma of God's grace and love. Paul said it this way in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, temperance, and self-control. It is these qualities that bear witness to the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in your life and mine. A church that will make an impact in Canada in this next season will be devoted to God's priorities. It will walk in his presence. And thirdly, it will strive for harmony with God's people. Notice in verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. A couple things to understand about this verse. This was not talking about some divine form of communism or communalism. They didn't come together so everyone was equal, but we understand in reading throughout the book of Acts and in the epistles, this very much was part of a voluntary effort that they shared together. The point being, they were intentional about being together. They were intentional that everyone had what they needed. They were intentional that when they came together, that they touched and they blessed one another. They came together in unity that flowed out of their commitment to God's word and their commitment to God's people. They were united, maybe not as far as finances went. They may have been different in their culture, their languages, their social strata, but this was one thing they shared in unity. They had a gospel-centered unity that focused on what Jesus Christ had done for them. They were all united, not only in what Christ had done for them in redeeming them, but they were united in moving forward and proclaiming God's purpose. A spirit-filled community is a community united by God's grace and motivated by God's mission. You see, this hits in the face our societal culture that says we're independent of one another. Some have asked me, Pastor, do you think that the pandemic was a judgment from God or an attack from Satan? Good question. No and no. Or maybe even no and yes. No, I don't believe it was a judgment by God upon this world. But I believe it has been used by God to call people to the awareness that God is in control of this world, pandemic or no. And if our enemy Satan was going to use this for anything, it would have been to further divide people and to further inculcate in them that idea that we are our own person. But folk, this is the message that I believe God has had for us in these last 18 months. And listen to me carefully. I believe if there's a message that God has had, it is this. God has shown us more than at any time in history that we need one another. We cannot live this life apart from one another. We need to do life together. We are seeing that the gospel is the death of individualism. It's the death of individualistic ambition. Acts chapter 2 is a perfect picture of a grace-filled harmony and unity of brothers and sisters dwelling together in unity. It's the church living out Ephesians 4 verse 3, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I'd like you to underline those words, the bond of peace. When we come together in unity, Spirit-filled unity, Spirit-empowered unity, no one is seeking a number one spot. No one is cutting to the front of the line. But God puts on display a Spirit-filled kingdom community that looks out for one another, that loves one another, that shares together and serves others in the generosity of God's resources. Notice how they displayed their unity. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. This was a church. This was a community of faith that demonstrates what it means to give generously. But they didn't give just as because it was the time and the service to give an offering, but they gave because they were motivated by the fact they realized all that they had was not their own. They gave because what they had been given to them by God. And as they committed themselves to God's word, as they committed themselves to the presence of God being lived out, as they committed themselves to the fellowship, their eyes were open to the needs around them. And they used what they had to serve others. I want you to understand this morning. What we see happening in this church is a community that set aside their agendas. They gave out of a wholehearted generosity because they wanted to serve God with what they had. This remarkable fellowship of believers lost their They had a loss of personal entitlement, wealth. Wealth and possessions became a means of meeting needs of others rather than serving their own agendas. Oh, I pray that's going to be our testimony. My prayer for Highway Christian Fellowship, my prayer for you is that we would be a people that when we go out into Sydney, when they hear of our church, they will hear of a people, they will hear of a community that is committed to God's priorities. They'll hear of a church and see it witness a people who walk in God's humble presence. They will see a church that gives, that walks in unity and gives what they have so others can live his life. And so that when we come together, we can come and worship with joyful witness. Look at verses 46 and 47. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Do you see the joy in this community of faith? They weren't coming together because they had to. They weren't coming together to show off to anybody. They weren't coming together because they had nothing else to do on the Lord's day. No, they came together because they were a community devoted to God's priorities. They came together so that together they could experience and live in God's presence. They came together to share what they had with one another in unity. They came together to rejoice in worship and to enjoy his favor. And then the Bible says, as they did so, that God added daily those who were being saved. Folk, you want to make an impact in your family? You want to make an impact at work? You want to make an impact in school? You want to make an impact in Sydney? You want to make an impact wherever you go? Let's together strive to be a community that's committed to his priorities. Let's be a community that is walking in God's presence. Let's be a community that is united together in purpose, serving one another. Let's be a community that is typified with the joy of the Lord, who is our strength. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folk, God is looking for that kind of community. Steve, do you have that video ready? Kathy sent me this video this week, and I was just so taken with it. The Holy Spirit ministered so powerfully to me, and I felt I've got to share it, because I've been praying, God, this is going to be a really strange Canada Day weekend. On the one hand, yes, we're all able to come together. Hallelujah. But on the other hand, our country is broken. If God has done anything in this past year and a half, it's been revelation and revealing the brokenness that is in our nation. A brokenness between generations, a brokenness of people given to drugs, a brokenness between the First Nations and the rest of Canada. Folk, God is calling us to be a people of restoration. God is calling us to be a reconciliation people. But it's going to come as we strive to be a community devoted to his priorities, living out his presence, committed to his people, working with God's blessing and serving and rejoicing with joy. Would you listen to this song? And then we're going to pray together. And ask them to forgive me because I had not prepared them beforehand. But OT, I'm going to ask if you could come to lead us in prayer. And Trevor, if you would also come and lead us in prayer this morning. Okay. OT. Thank you, OT.
It was a Sunday. I thought I can just sit and relax and just enjoy the presence of God. Oh, Lord. Dear Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for this country, this beautiful country we have the privilege to live in. We have enjoyed blessings beyond words. And yet, God, you see that which we don't see. You see the pain in the homes, the sadness, the grieving, especially now. God, and we just lift up this beautiful country to you. God, we ask that you would come. May the wind of the Spirit blow through this land like never before in the coming days. We ask for it soon, God. Not next year, but this year. God, may the winds of revival just start. Lord, may it start here. May it start in this church. God, may the fire of the Holy Spirit just be lit in such a powerful way in this place. God, that it'll just spread like the fires spread, Lord. Lord, we ask, God, we ask that you would come heal this land. Heal this land as we heard in this song. Bring restoration, reconciliation. Bring unity. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.